Good morning, and I welcome you to another edition of the Let the Bible Speak program. I'm glad that you've joined us this morning. Before we look at our program, I wanted to remind our listening audience that you still have an opportunity to hear some great lessons from God's Word on the Holy Spirit. We are in the middle of a series of lessons on the Holy Spirit with Brother Chris Kramer from the Northside Church of Christ in Russellville, Kentucky. And he's been answering questions about the Holy Spirit. This has been going on Thursday night and Friday night and Saturday night. However, we still have three lessons left, and you can come hear these lessons today. We meet at 290 Warfield Boulevard. We'd love to have you. Just come visit and stop by and hear these great lessons. The three lessons that are left today on Sunday at 9:30 a.m., how is the Spirit identified in the Old Testament versus the New Testament? At 10:30 a.m., what is the baptism of the Holy Spirit? And at 5 p.m. this evening, does the Holy Spirit dwell in me? And so you have time to hear those three lessons. And any of the lessons that you missed, you can catch all of them if you will go to our website, wbcoc.org, and click on Guest Speakers. You can hear Chris's lessons there. wbcoc.org. Also, if you will go to our YouTube channel, Warfield Boulevard Church of Christ, you can view those videos there. So, come hear the Word of God. Come be a part of our service. We don't ask anything of our visitors. We're not asking for donations. We just simply want you to come and hear God's Word. This morning on the program, I want to talk about justice. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Maybe you remember this. I remember growing up in school, saying the Pledge of Allegiance every morning at school. And I think it's a good thing. Certainly, my first and foremost allegiance is to Jesus Christ, but there's nothing wrong with me being a good citizen of this country or any country that a person might live in. You need to be a good citizen of that country. And so, to pledge allegiance in that sense, I think, is a good thing. And we certainly want to be under God. We want to be under His rule and reign, and that's a great thing. And we want to be united, and we want to provide liberty and justice for all. I hear a lot today about justice in the news and in society, and so I thought it would be a good idea to talk a little bit about justice for all, as we consider that from God's Word. We hear what society is saying, but what does God's Word say? I guess really the ultimate question is, who determines justice? Does God determine ultimately what is just and right and fair? Or does man do that? I think justice is something that everybody is interested in. We may not use the word justice to describe it, but justice is something that everyone, I believe, is interested in, from small children up to adults. Justice is not just simply some political cause. It's not just simply some social cause. It's not just simply something that is found out in the streets with protests and riots and various kinds of meetings. A lot of people want justice. You know, the student in school wants their teacher to be just and fair when they are grading the test or when the student turns in their homework. The employee is wanting the boss to be just and fair with regard to the amount of time that they work and the various kinds of projects that they accomplish or turn in. The spouse is wanting their spouse to be just and fair. The children are wanting their parents to be just and fair. Siblings want justice. They want to be treated fairly, like the rest of their brothers or sisters. Little children out on the playground want fairness when they're playing their games. Various people who are on a sports team, from the little kids all the way up to the adults, they want the referees to be fair and just. And we've got March Madness starting up this week, and all of the players and teams and coaches want the referees to be just and fair. And so it's not just a political cause. It's not just a social rallying point. It is something really that we all want in our lives from day to day. We just want things to be just and right and fair and equitable to all. We want everyone to be treated the same. No one is above the law. No one is to be treated with the respect of persons. Really, everybody wants that in their everyday life. So, let's talk about justice. And justice is not merely a law enforcement or legal issue, as we hear so much today. As I just said, it's something that is all throughout our life and all throughout the day. And so, what does God's Word say about justice? I believe it begins with God. I believe all things begin with God. Genesis 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God. It depends upon your worldview. If you do not believe in God, if you're an atheist, and you believe things come about purely by evolution, you also believe that morality and matters of justice just simply evolve, and they're constantly changing, and they're different based upon different cultures and so forth. It depends upon your worldview. My worldview is there is a God, and the Bible is the Word of God, and I can discuss at another time the evidence for those two things. But assuming that today, my worldview is that there is a God. I would like for you to have that same worldview. And that there is a God, it begins with Him. Justice begins with Him. He is the ultimate standard and the one that sets forth justice. Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 17, "For Jehovah your God, He is God of gods and Lord of lords and great and the mighty and the terrible, who regards not persons nor takes reward. He does execute justice for the fatherless and widow and loves the sojourner in giving him food and raiment. Love ye therefore the sojourner, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt." How you treat others, this was Moses talking to the Israelites, how you treat others ultimately comes from God and how He wants those individuals to be treated. In the same book, in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 4, one of the great songs of Moses in describing God as the rock, "His work is perfect, for all His ways are justice, a God of faithfulness and without iniquity. Just and right is He." God does not follow some other system of justice. He is that. That is what He is by nature, just like He is eternal by nature, just like He is omnipresent by nature, just like He is spirit being by nature. He is just and fair and equitable and righteous by nature. He cannot change that nature. He cannot go against that. So it begins with God. And there are many, many Old Testament passages that mention that, but jumping to the New Testament, just simply to show that the God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament, in 1 Peter chapter 2, in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 23, speaking of Jesus on the cross, His trial and the cross, "When He was reviled, He reviled not again. When He suffered, He threatened not, but committed Himself to Him," that is God the Father, "that judges righteously." And so God is a God of justice. If you're looking at Old Testament words, the well-known Old Testament word, mishpat, justice. The Old Testament word, tzaddik, righteousness. These are things that come and begin with God. And we have to understand that that is the beginning point. It's not man and what we think or feel or what we come up with as just or right. And so God, and we're going to talk about God's law here in just a minute, God laid down His word both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and it's through that word that He expresses His justice. And so any society today that will base their laws, their constitution, their laws on what we call Judeo-Christian principles, Judeo, the Old Testament, Christian, the New Testament, any nation or country that will base their laws on Judeo-Christian principles will have a just and fair society. Any nation that does not do that, it will be unjust and unfair and unrighteous. This idea of fairness, or what is deserved to someone, or what is due. Isaiah 49, verse 1. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, you peoples from far. This is not just for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles. Jehovah has called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother, has He made mention of my name. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of His hand He has hid me. He has made me a polished shaft. In His quiver He has kept me close. And He said unto me, Thou art my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified. But I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing or naught and vanity. Yet surely the justice due to me is with Jehovah, and my recompense with my God. Notice how justice is being used here in what is due or what is deserved. That's also the idea of justice. People getting, good or bad, what they deserve, good or bad, a reward or a punishment. So, what is justice? Well, let me mention four things here. First of all, justice is what is based upon law, and a nation that will not uphold law, that will not enforce law, that will not carry out the law, that will not obey the law, can never be a just society. Justice is, first of all, what is lawful. Ezekiel 18, verse 5, if a man be just, then look at it, and do that which is lawful and right. Justice is that which is lawful. Justice, and so who makes the law? That's the whole point. And again, when our laws and our society are based upon God's laws and principles, things will be well. The more our laws deviate from God's law, then we will move away from a just system. Our founding forefathers put into place many of our laws, our constitutions, our documents were based upon Judeo-Christian principles. That is well documented in American history. A few other countries like England have done something similar. But when man's laws deviate from God's Judeo-Christian principles, then we move away from true justice. Justice is also what is true. If you want to turn with me to Psalm 111, Psalm 111 in verse 7, the works of His hands are truth and justice. All His precepts are sure. The works of His hand are truth and justice. What is lawful? What is true? What is right? Again, who determines what is right and wrong? We live in a subjective world where man wants to do that, what I think and what I feel. We live in a relativistic world where what I think and feel is always changing to something else. So we're on this moral slippery slope, and we don't know where to plant our feet morally, we need a fixed system of right and wrong. And again, that needs to be based upon the Word of God. And by the way, we might be living here in America, and we might be living in a country, I hope this is not the case, but if it is, where it is slowly slipping away from God's law, you as an individual, friend, you can still, in your marriage and in your family, you can still live by God's law and have a home and family and marriage that is built upon what is just and right and fair and equitable, even if someone around you is not living that way. But number three, what is just is what is right. Hosea 14, verse 9. Who is wise that he may understand these things, prudent that he may know them? For the ways of Jehovah are right, and the just shall walk in them, but transgressors shall fall therein. And then number four, justice is what is equal or equitable or fair. This is something that is to be treated the same among all individuals. No respecter of persons. We read that earlier in the book of Deuteronomy. God is no respecter of persons. Everyone is treated the same under the law, and that's the way it needs to be today. In Psalm 99, in verse 4, the king's strength also loves justice. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest justice and righteousness in Jacob. Speaking of God and how he rules and how he reigns. Establishes equity. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 4 and verse 1. Paul gave the slave owner, the master, a similar comment. You need to be fair. Colossians 4 and verse 1, masters, render unto your servants that which is just and equal, or equality, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. We hear so much today about DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Actually, those are spiritual principles. Different ones, different diverse ones, can all be one in Christ. Different ones can all be treated the same in Christ. Equity and inclusion. Any sinner who will repent of their sins and be baptized into Christ can come and be included in the body of Christ. Those principles are actually New Testament biblical principles. We hear that a lot today. DEI. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Equity. What is just and fair and right? Long before DEI, that was a message of the New Testament. It's being twisted and turned to mean different things today, but those three basic principles are actually good principles. And they're found in Scripture. So, because of God and God's Word and God's law, Israel had a sense of justice from God and His law. Now, they didn't always live by it. Later in Israel's history, they would not be just and fair and equitable and treat people properly, especially the poor and the widow. But they were given that principle. They were given that opportunity to live that way. There were some kings who were good and righteous. There were many who were not. And the Gentile world, who was not a part of the Israelite nation, they had a sense of justice and right and fair and equity and law and true as they interacted with God's people from the very beginning. When the Apostle Paul was bitten by a serpent on the island of Mileta on his way to Rome, and he recovered from that venomous bite, it did not hurt him. Acts 28:4, the barbarians saw the venomous creature hanging from his hand. They said one to another, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he has escaped from the sea, yet justice has not suffered to live. Howbeit Paul shook off the creature into the fire and took no harm. They thought that he was trying to escape from breaking the law, in particular murder, and justice has caught up with him. Where do people get a sense of what is just and right and fair? Ultimately, it goes all the way back to Adam and Eve, and God began to give laws to the patriarchs. And people who interacted with God's people, they learned a sense of law. That's why in nations in the Old Testament, outside of Israel, that's why they had their own set of laws, and many of them matched up with the law of Moses. There was the law code of Hammurabi. The Egyptians had law. The Assyrians had law. The Babylonians had law. Various nations had law. And you can find a thread of equity and justice and fairness in those laws. Where did that come from? Ultimately, that came from God. And so it trickles all the way down today. And typically, in most governments, there is a sense of having law that is going to treat everybody with justice and fairness and equity and righteous principles. So first of all, God is just. And then when he begins to speak and his law is recorded, we have a law that is just and sets forth what principles of justice there are. Proverbs chapter 31, admonitions given from a mother to her son who is a king. Proverbs 31, verse 5. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes to say, where is strong drink? Verse 5, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the justice due to any that is afflicted. So justice is carried out through law. Verse 9, open thy mouth, judge righteously, and minister justice to the poor and needy. It's based upon law. Same thing in Isaiah 51, verse 4, and Habakkuk 1, and verse 4. So, that's how we know what is just and fair. So, who is to carry out justice? Well, first of all, in both Old Testament and New Testament times, you can start with the individual and move out from there. The individual, the nation in which you live in, the judges that are set up, in our case, local judges, the state Supreme Court, the nation's Supreme Court, all of the court systems that we have, judges are to be just and fair and right with the law, and ultimately the leader. In the Old Testament, for example, the king of Israel. Today, the president of the United States, or whatever the leader is of any particular country. So first of all, let me talk about this. Who is going to carry out justice? Well, the individual needs to carry out justice in his or her life. Regardless of what is going on around us, we need to be a just person in our home life and in our marriage and in our family. God knew that Abraham would be like this in Genesis chapter 18 and verse 19. I have known him, God said to Abraham, to the end that he may command his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of Jehovah to do righteousness and justice. Notice again how righteousness and justice is tied to the way of Jehovah. In other words, God's word, God's law. To the end that Jehovah may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken upon him. Teach the family righteousness and justice. So it starts with the individual. And friends, we can all be like that. Of course, as individuals, more and more act properly like they're supposed to, it flows throughout the nation. And so the individual has a responsibility to carry out justice. By the way, like Good Samaritan laws and things like that, we may live in a world where people around us are not acting properly, but you, the individual, can be a person of justice at work, at school, wherever you're at the store. Just be an individual of justice based upon righteous principles from God's word. But of course, the nation is someone who needs to be carrying out justice as a nation. Deuteronomy 24:17, Moses again talking to Old Testament Israel, "Thou shalt not wrest or twist the justice due to the sojourner or to the fatherless, nor take the widow's raiment to pledge," and so forth. All of the members of Israel were to act that way. And then, of course, judges that were set up for Israel, and even judges today, are supposed to act justly. And they swear an oath, and they wear a robe, and they sit on a bar. Some of them act justly, some of them do not. They are supposed to put aside any personal beliefs, any personal biases, anything like that, and just simply carry out the law. Some do, some do not. In Exodus chapter 23, speaking to the Old Testament judges, "You shall not take a false report. Put not thy hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither thou shalt speak in the cause to turn aside after a multitude to wrest or twist justice. Neither shalt thou favor a poor man in his cause." And then, if you read on down through the chapter, all kinds of ways to act fairly and properly, and this word justice comes up again. Verse 7, "I will not justify the wicked," and so forth. Very important that our judicial system carry out justice. And then last of all, the king. The king was to carry out justice, carry out the law of God for the nation. And that is a very important principle. There are passages in Kings and Chronicles that talk about various judges and whether or not they were just and fair and right and so forth. And leaders of all nations today would do well to ask themselves, "Am I a just ruler?" But as more and more ungodly, atheistic men and women lead nations, then no, that nation is not going to be led in the way of justice. Here is a great sentiment that this Psalm 72 that's attributed to Solomon. He says, "Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He will judge thy people with righteousness and thy poor with justice." That needs to be the morning prayer every morning that a world leader gets up. Think how things would change if they prayed that prayer. So, justice. Justice for all. Friends, I remember saying that in the Pledge of Allegiance. Maybe you did. But justice ultimately is based upon God and His Word. Let's carry it out in our lives. And even if others around us are not, let us be that just and right and fair and godly person. If we can help you to do that in your life, why won't you contact us? Thank you for being with us on the program, and I hope that you'll have a good day.